promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Monday, October 22nd.
Yeah.
And we're back.
We are back.
We're
October
back.
Is almost over. That's what's even crazier.
Yeah.
I'm like, how's this? Where's it going?
I don't know. I woke up with a cold Friday morning, and
yeah.
I was really irritated. You know, my throat
yeah.
was sore, and I couldn't breathe. I mean, it's just like it was a shitty feeling. So the last minute, I thought, you know what, let's just skip today.
Yeah.
And I was hoping I'd feel a lot better today, and I do.
You
Good. Know, I do, yeah. But I definitely sounded sick, and it's the worst to hear somebody talk when they're sick.
Yeah, you know? I know. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's crazy because, like, Thursday, mm-hmm. I left early as can be, too, and we were literally – I don't know what was going on.
Mm.
I was literally sitting there, and I'm looking at, like, at Samba, who was going to be on the show, and I'm like, this is not normal. Yeah. Like, this is usually bad sometimes, but this is, like, the worst it's ever been.
Really?
We're not even moving.
Huh?
No, and it wasn't even, like, I could get off anywhere or anything. I'm like, I don't even know, like,
how.
Like, I was stuck in Burbank, like,
yeah.
basically. And I'm like, this is, and literally, like, for, I don't know, 35 minutes, 40 minutes, not going anywhere. I'm like,
Yeah,
I wound up not even getting back until 11.
Really?
Like, I couldn't even...
Yeah, there was probably an accident or something, you know? Sometimes they'll
crazy.
Just block off the whole freeway.
Yeah.
And you're not going
yeah.
anywhere.
Like, this is craziness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, and you can't get out either, you know, if you're
stuck.
In a lane
you're like,
or something.
Yeah, and it's so bad. Like, I want to invent this thing. I have this idea. I've had it forever, but I'm like, who the hell's going to do this? But, like, you invent this, like, crew, right? And this, like, crew goes out. Like, when you hear, like, an accident happen or something, it's, like, whatever goes over the police or, like, scanner, you, like, get dispatched. And you have, like, this wall that goes around the accident.
Uh-huh.
And on it says, like, Fox News, See It Tonight, or CBS News, blah, blah, blah. And, like, you get different people to sponsor it. I think that would be, like, such a cool, smart thing to do. But
yeah, I guess.
I'm like, what a pain
right
in the ass.
Right in the middle of the freeway.
No, but it would block it so that you can't drive by and be like,
right.
what's going on? You know?
Yeah. No, but sometimes, you know, you'll have an accident blocking like a few lanes, you know? And
right.
then you can't even move.
That's true. I don't know. It was my creative, awesome idea
yeah.
for a minute.
Yeah. So I don't know if anything prepared you for Sunday's Ravens performance, huh?
No.
What happened there?
You know, I didn't watch. I haven't heard about anything. I looked it up as I was driving here.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been online at all weekend. I went to a seminar, but we can talk about. I just looked at the score and I realized
yeah.
we lost to Houston.
So you didn't
I
watch
no
it?
Idea.
Huh? You didn't
no.
watch the game. Wow.
No, but I know, like, you know, Ray Lewis is out. You know, we don't even know if he's coming back at all this season.
Right.
And then we also lost. I think who else did we lose? We lost like a couple other people that are out on injuries too. So we don't really have our team right now.
Well,
and I was worried about the game this weekend because I was like, but then I forgot because I've been away. Like I was in Newport Beach for this seminar all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't pay attention. But you can rub it in.
And you didn't watch the game. No, I don't
I
need
can,
to rub
I
it
could.
In. I just thought you'd come in very pissed today. But if you didn't know about it, that's good.
Oh, I looked at the score and I was a little upset, but I haven't seen. Like,
yeah, you
and
probably
the score is disappointing.
Been...
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably would have been a lot more pissed if you watched the game.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right?
I'm sure.
Watching them make mistakes and shit. I mean, what was it, like 43-16 or something?
Something like that is what
yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, is it because
43-13.
We had no defense? Is that what was going on? Like,
I don't know. I didn't watch the game. But, you know, I know that at a certain point they were down by, like, you know, 40 points or something.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was... That was pretty lousy. I didn't watch the game, but I just kind of checked out the scores, and everybody on Facebook is like, what happened to the Ravens?
Mm.
You know, so...
Oh, man, our poor Ravens!
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't even know what to say. I'm going to look at the stats and figure out what's going on, but I mean, I don't know. Like, that's what I'm wondering. Are we screwed for the rest of the season because of what happened? Because if we don't have our players? That's
well, what... not necessarily, though. I mean, you guys are 5-2. That's not too bad.
Yeah, but I'm now that we don't have those major players, because of that right. score, we've never had a score like that.
Right.
Because of that score makes me think, oh, it's because we didn't have Ray Lewis and we didn't have a couple
really?
Other players.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're like our key, you know? So it makes me kind of think, are we going to suck now? And everyone actually was wondering that.
Yeah.
So.
It's possible. Yeah, yeah, it could happen.
I know.
It could happen.
It's scary.
By the Texans of all. Well, actually, the Texans are doing very well.
They're doing
they're
really
6-1.
Well.
6-1.
Yeah, they're doing
yeah.
really well.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I went to a really cool convention this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we had Eric Pearl in studio?
Yes.
Yeah.
A healer, psychic, whatever,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
He was amazing. And anyway, I didn't realize how he's so well known.
Mm-hmm.
And he works a lot with like he's friends with like, you know, John Edwards and thing and people like that, and you know, he's with Hay House, which is huge. Anyway, he came to Newport and there were like 400 people that flew in from all over.
Wow.
No joke.
Really?
I mean, to see him, because he only appears in the areas like once per year. So he won't be again in this LA area, which was in Newport, again until like next year.
Mm.
So like I think the next spot is like Miami. I might go do that. But anyway, so it was really, really fascinating. I wasn't sure what to expect from it. And I saw like healings right on the spot. I mean, it was crazy. Like this woman couldn't lift her arm up. And they were taking people in the audience. Like, is there anyone in the audience who can't lift your arm up? You know, all the way, like touch your hands on the top of your head. And there was a couple. And so he asked, who's had it? How long have you had it? And the girl that had the longest is who he took. Because he's like, I'm going to show you that I'll heal this. So he brought her on stage and just did a couple things. And literally within 2 minutes, done. She
really?
Was healed. And she was touching her hands. And we were like, what the? She was blown away. I mean, everyone was blown away. So it was a really, really cool thing. And then I stayed, you know, for the whole workshop all weekend, and I learned how to do it, because it's learning how to do it. And I can't explain to you, it is the most creepiest, craziest thing. It's amazing, but it's like, to know that you can access this is insane. Like, because...
And he was teaching all 400 people how to do it?
Well, Friday was a free event, and then people went for the seminar. You would pay for the seminar,
right.
And it wound up being around 300. So we only lost 100 people. So yeah, there were 300 people there that...
To learn how to heal.
Yep, and we had they had massage tables, so we learned. We literally work one-on-one. It's like I'm certified now, so I can actually open my own practice and do it. Yeah, it's so crazy because when you first learn how to feel the energies, you're like, this is nuts. And then you see right away it's working, because the person I'm working on, there's things that happen to that person immediately that they can't control. Like the first thing you notice is your eyes. Like I could do it to you after, and you'd be like, what the hell. Your eyes start fluttering. Like, you have to keep your eyes closed, because if you keep them open, it's kind of disgusting, like, weird. But you want to keep your eyes closed, and they start fluttering like crazy. And then you'll feel it. You'll be like, oh, my God, I experienced, my eyes wouldn't stop moving. What's going on? Some people, they have, like, their hands start moving, or they start twitching in weird ways. It's crazy.
Wow.
It depends. Everyone's different. Some people fall asleep.
Yeah.
But it really depends, because it's that quick. It's so quick. And it's right away. And I know if it's working, because I can tell by your face, and you're like, you'll swallow a little bit, and your like muscles will get all weird, and you'll start like, I know when it was done to me, I was like, no way, I'm not gonna look like this. And yeah, my eyes did it. It's like you're in REM. It's crazy. And I felt like I started laughing because I felt my lip move, and I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm cracking up like, why did that happen, you know?
And this is just from someone touching you?
You're not even touching.
Not even touching.
Not even touching. That's the craziest thing. And yeah, it's incredible. And these energies are amazing, because some people get up and they're healed immediately with whatever ailment they have. But the thing about it is, if I were to do it to you, and let's say like I have my leg injury, but I also have other things in my body that I'm trying to figure out, or maybe it's emotional, or, you know, there's a lot of that going on. So it goes to whatever you need most.
Right.
So when you do like a quick healing session or healing session, it doesn't necessarily go to my foot and heal my foot.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go to like what it thinks that I need to work on most. And I will say I'm doing better with my foot, which is great. But I will say I feel so much more empowered, and my mental state is just way better.
Yeah.
And I have a new outlook like on things.
Yeah, well, it makes you feel like, you know, you're able to do things you couldn't do before.
Right.
You know?
And I'm like, yeah, I'm just kind of, I'm excited. Like, I'm blown away by it all. So
well, I'll have to see it for myself to
Yeah.
To be convinced, obviously.
I mean, oh, no, yeah. And a lot of people, I think, will. But once I show you, like, give you just a glimpse, you're going to be like, that's really weird.
Yeah.
So, and the cool thing is like, these sessions are the same amount you would pay for Reiki or hypnotherapy, which are like $150 a session, which I didn't realize that's what you charge. I mean, and, yeah, that's what it is. But I'm willing to show, like, a few people that are skeptics that it really works. Like, I can't wait to, like, show my dad.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is like, you may be healed. Like, if it's an injury, you may be healed and you'll notice it right away. Yeah. It may be a week later. Right. It may be something. And they also say that it speeds up your life path, meaning you could, like, you'll get to where you need to be quicker.
Mm.
But that also means you're learning the lessons quicker. So that also means a lot of shit could be thrown in your face at one time and more.
Right.
But people realize they're put more on their path for whatever it is. Like, they report that. I mean, there's all kinds of reportings.
Right.
So I feel like some things have shifted in my life, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just so weird. And I'm still, like, buzzing from it.
Yeah.
And you will feel, like, buzzing. That's the weirdest thing. And, like, everyone, they did a study in the whole room. Like, everyone felt the same thing. Now, everyone's reactions can be different. Some are, like, crazy, and some aren't.
Right.
The first time I did it, it was just my eyes. The second time, or no, actually, like, there's lots of times we did it. The last time we did it, I was laughing because, like, my foot was moving, and I'm like, you can't stop it. I'm like, oh my God, why is it twitching? And then I'm like laughing because it's moving. And then, yeah, it's just, it's funny.
Really? So yeah. It makes you twitch?
Yeah.
Without touching you?
Without touching. Basically, what it does is it puts frequency, it's like about frequency, it's quantum science, quantum physics. And you're putting, making your body get the frequencies they need to, and this higher frequency really puts your body back together. Like, I don't know. So it's hard to explain.
Okay.
It sounds crazy, but it really works.
All right. So. Well, it'd be amazing if human beings are able to do that.
Yeah.
Then that's amazing.
I've already seen what I healed a girl there, which was incredible. She couldn't touch. Everyone was like, put your arms behind your back. And you know how you put your arms behind your back, and like I can fully grab on both sides, like both my arms.
Right.
Some people can't. The girl that I was working with couldn't. She could on one side and could barely touch on the other side.
Right.
Well, I worked on her and she was able to fully grasp within 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God.
Is that important to do that though?
It's just a small thing to show you instant gratification.
Oh, okay.
But it was pretty incredible.
So is that an ailment when you can't touch your hand with the other one?
It has to do with something in your shoulder.
Mm.
Yeah, like your muscles or whatever. But it's just you're supposed to be able to.
Yeah.
But it's just a quick example of we can make things that you can't do, like, you know, some weird shift or something in your body, instant.
Yeah.
So it was pretty awesome to see that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's
good.
That's cool.
So you were in your element and you like this stuff. And
I'm just blown away that, like, at first I'm like, it's not going to work. And then I'm like, this is nuts. When you see what happens to people, I literally, right away, like, all I have to do is just feel, like, the energy around you and it starts. And you will notice because your eyes can't stop moving and you're like, what the hell is happening right here?
Yeah.
So you'll be like, this is nuts. Yeah. So then you know something's going on.
Right.
And it works better on non-believers because then you're like, whatever, nothing's going to happen. And then something does and you're like, oh shit. Because if you have the expectation of it working.
Right.
Like me, I went in like, my foot will be healed. And it's better, but it's not healed.
Right.
It wasn't as powerful.
Yeah, I don't think something like that you can heal, you know? I mean, it's broken, right?
Well, other people have had, you know, things that were healed. But like I said, the only thing with it is that you can't control what it's going to heal. It just, it could be something else that you need more.
Right.
And I've already noticed what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Yeah.
I need more of that.
I do. Anyway, so news.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, we'll get to the news in a few minutes. What did I want to bring up? Oh, the fact that I was going to go to a Halloween party. And, you know, I mean, I feel very silly putting on costumes and stuff. And, you know, so I put out a question on Facebook what to wear. And I didn't get that great ideas, you know, and stuff. But then it was getting late and I thought, you know what, I'm never going to make it to that party. I don't want to go looking like shit, you know, because you figure, you know, if you're gonna go all out and wear a costume, you might as well do something nice, you know, not just a piece of plastic over your head or something, you know.
Yeah.
So I just decided not to go at all.
I hear you.
Yeah. So that was that. And what else happened this weekend? Not much, really. We watched a movie, an older one, called What Women Want. Have you ever seen
that? Oh, yeah, that's a good movie.
With Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, you know. And then after a while, though, it was getting too long and stuff. But I was thinking how cool to be able to... Well, at first, they show you it's not cool to be able to figure out what women are thinking,
right.
You know, because they were thinking all kinds of shitty things about him. But then he went to his therapist, Bette Midler, and she told him, no, you should use that to your advantage, you know.
Right.
And so then he becomes this most popular guy with the women, you know, because he knows what they want.
I think that's so funny. Can you imagine if you had that?
You can hear their thoughts, yeah. I know, that'd be funny, man. Yeah. So the other day you were going to bring this palm reader?
Yeah.
So are we going to have him in?
He's going to come in again. I'm just not sure when, because we have to figure out his schedule and all that. So, yeah. But as soon as, like, I'll be able to figure that out hopefully this week. I'm really excited for you to see what he can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
You're totally into this stuff, you know.
Wait till you
see. So are you going to open your own place soon?
I am going to open my own place. That's exactly what I'm working on. So I'm really excited about it.
Cool. Yeah. And you already have a friend or a couple that have a place like this,
right? I do, yeah. Uh-huh.
Was it Christina?
Christina has the place. A lot of these people actually work out of her place that I bring in, like the palm readers and all that. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
But, yeah. I'm really psyched about it. But what happened, what's going on with, like, news-wise? I'm just curious.
Really there's a lot of things happening. I mean, you know, I guess in Wisconsin there was a shooting.
What?
And, I guess this man had a fight with his wife, and he got a restraining order to stay away from her for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess so then he went into a salon and spa. And I don't know why he went in that one. Maybe she was working there. I don't know. I can't I can't figure this out here. But apparently he started a fire and then he gunned down 7 women.
Wow.
And 4 of them died, you know.
Yeah.
So, and this was in Wisconsin. And, you know, I mean, it's like, I guess it all started from domestic violence that they had, you know.
Right.
And he killed 3 women and then himself.
Wow.
Okay, so that's 4 people.
Wow.
Yeah, they found him later having shot himself. And, you know, I mean, you have to ask yourself, you know, what are these people thinking, you know? Well, obviously, they're not thinking, you know, when you go into a place, you start shooting people. And but it's scary, you know, because you never know, you know, you set a fucking... at a McDonald's or something, and somebody will start shooting, or you go to your hair salon and somebody starts shooting, and you know, it sucks, you know. And then if they caught him, he would probably just, you know, sit in jail and stuff. Yeah, these people don't deserve to be alive, you know.
That's just crazy. Yeah, exactly. That's
and they usually shoot themselves afterwards anyway, you know. So.
Wow.
I don't know what his story is.
That's so... what is going on with people? Like, that's just... Yeah. And then there was this... Hold on. What did I remember hearing about it. I think it was on George, like, Nori or something, Coast to Coast late night the other night. And I think they were talking about how California... I know it's California, but I can't... There's another state, too, and I can't remember. How we have way more people, obviously, in our jail system.
Mm.
And it was on how they were talking about that they're going to make it a rule... where all inmates that are on death row have to be working. Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah. So all inmates that are on death row have to be working and getting a job. And whatever that job is, it has to go towards helping victims of whatever.
Of crime.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that's interesting.
Yeah.
And then they're talking about taking away the death penalty. It's just, so instead of death penalty, you'll be just in jail for life.
Right.
But then I'm thinking, I'm like, that's crazy because that's so much more... government, do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's so many more things.
Costs us more, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I know. But so in California, we do have the death penalty here, right?
We do.
Yeah, here we
do.
Some states don't.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, I don't know. I think it's better as a deterrent than anything else because just as revenge to kill somebody, I don't think is the answer. You know what I mean?
Right.
But as a deterrent, you know, you would hope that. That people would believe, you know, if they commit a serious crime, they're going to die.
Right.
So, you know, Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think killing someone is a better punishment. I mean, it's less of a punishment than keeping them, you know, in jail for life. You know? Because you're dead. Who cares, you know? I don't think I could ever sit in jail, man. I would kill myself, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, even if it was for a limited time, you know? I don't know, man. It's just so scary, you know?
Yeah, craziness.
Yeah. Have you ever been arrested?
No, I got in trouble when I was younger.
Yeah.
Stupid things. But I've always gotten out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
So no jail for you?
No, I'm good.
Oh, so.
I think I'm good there.
Good, good.
I've had a lot of friends that have been in there.
Yeah?
Mm.
Wow.
DUIs, whatnot.
I know.
Yeah.
DUIs, man. Those suck.
Yeah, totally.
Those suck. You know, people really shouldn't be driving drunk, but they do all the time, you know?
Yeah. Crazy sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what else? What else is going on? Lance Armstrong. You heard that he was disgraced, right?
They found out
that he was taking drugs and performance-enhancing drugs. And so they took all his titles away. And not only that, but now he's banned from sport for the entire life.
His entire life. Crazy.
Yeah, you know, so there you go. You know, a person that has become like a star and, you know, you wonder, gee, you know, he wins every year. Mm-hmm. How can that be? You know, and now you have the answer. You know?
Exactly.
There he is, you know, fucking riding on his bike, taking all.
How long has he been doing it? So was that disqualified? I mean, even though he's won in the past, are they going to, like, transfer the...
Yeah, they took away all his trophies and everything, man.
That's really intense.
All his wins, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
So they, even though they don't know...
He's had 7 titles in the Tour de France.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty intense.
I know, it is, you know, and, you know, but, I mean, we're always quick to judge people in the media and stuff like that, you know, I mean,
right.
It could be that he's innocent, but at the same time, you know, when they make such a big deal out of it and they claim there's evidence, I don't think it would be just like, you know, some kind of vendetta or something against him, you know, and of course he's not going to admit it, he's not going to confess to this, but... You know, there's a hero that becomes disgraced, you know, because he lied, because he cheated, and, you know, had everybody fooled that he's really good at what he's doing, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know how much improvement those drugs do for you, but apparently they give you an edge, you know, and, so... I don't know, man. With sports, it's like you don't know. I mean, almost in every sport, they find people that are cheating and taking drugs. So, but, you know, the people that are taking the drugs, sometimes it baffles me because it's like, do you really think you're going to get away with this? I mean, they give you, like, random tests all the time.
Right.
You know, against doping and shit.
Crazy.
In all the sports. So these people still think they're going to go get away with it, which is mind-boggling to me. I don't understand that at all.
I don't understand that either. I mean, that's just... I don't know. I get that you, like, want to win. I just could not do that. I couldn't cheat to win.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's in my... Like, I don't know. Just couldn't. It's wrong.
Yeah, I know. It depends on your values, you know.
Yeah.
And I think somebody who's... You know, I'm wondering if any of the wins have been honest or, you know, because they don't know. They just pretty much took everything away from him. But, you know, you wonder if he ever won without cheating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it's kind of unusual for the same person to win so many years in a row, you know. And there's a lot of people competing. It's not just, you know, a few people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like dozens of people in the race. So, yeah, no titles for him anymore. Let's see. What else? Is it getting, it's getting cloudy outside, huh? They said it was going to rain, but, it's not raining. But you know what I was reading about weather people is that they always, when they're in doubt, they'll always tell you it's going to rain because they figure they don't want you to blame them if you're caught by the rain and they hadn't told you. So they always like, you know, exaggerate with rain. And I find it here, it happens all the time. They were talking about rain. During rush hour this morning, there was no rain. There was sun.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what they're talking
about.
No,
there was rain.
Was there where
yeah.
you were?
Yeah.
Oh,
there
really?
Was rain driving from Newport to here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was, where was it by? Whatever, it was on
yeah.
the way.
So it's probably going to rain all
and
over.
And it was getting trafficy in those areas when people were like, I mean, because it was like, oh, great, now it's trafficy. Oh, it's because of the rain.
Yeah.
And then it would clear up a little bit, and then it's like, oh, it's fine. And then, yeah, so. Yeah.
Why do people drive like shit here when it rains?
You know, because they're like so scared. Given I do know that since it doesn't rain here, like things flood easier and people get scared
right.
of it. And like the oil on the roads, you know, rises up and so maybe you'll slide a little
right.
bit or
yeah.
traction. But
and then
still,
if you drive fast on the freeway, yeah. you know, it's dangerous. Yeah.
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 But people, yeah, it's not like they just slow down, but they drive like crazy. You know,
mm-hmm.
they switch lanes and when they shouldn't and all that stuff, you know. So I don't know, man. I don't know
yeah.
what's going on with the traffic here, but, you know, they're widening some roads here, although I don't see how it's going to help because
yeah,
the traffic is growing even faster. You know, you have to wonder where all those used old cars
yeah.
go, you know, because there's so many new cars on the road every day, and,
yeah.
you know, I don't think they retire old cars as fast as they do. As people buy new cars. So that's why this is happening, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
the cars are not going anywhere. They just,
yep.
you know? And it does lower the quality of life, you know? That's
yeah.
why I'm happy I don't have to take freeways very often.
Yeah.
So I don't have to deal with that. But, yeah.
Yeah, lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me. Well, it's not luck, you know? Sometimes you have to plan it that way, you know?
Yeah.
And I figured, you know, I'm not... I've had it with driving. You know, when we used to be downtown, I'd drive every morning at like 7:30. I'd fall asleep at the wheel, take an hour and 15 minutes to get there. That's not a quality of life, man. That
yeah.
sucks, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah. But we wanted L.A., so this is it, you know?
This is true.
How long have you been here? 10 years?
10 years, about. Yeah. 10 years.
Mm. Wow.
It's been long.
So you moved like in 2002 or something?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
2002 and... It's been good, but, you know, I'm a little homesick.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah, I'm a little homesick, and I'm just...
Ooh. Nothing that a little visit won't cure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know, and we'll see, but...
Yeah, the holidays are coming up.
My foot's still swollen, but,
yeah,
I'm wanting, my mom won't let me go back and until Thanksgiving. Unless, I want to go, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, holidays are fun with the family, and I'm sure
yeah.
they're not going to leave you here. Over the holidays, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. I mean, it's cool to celebrate holidays with friends, too, you know, if you don't have your family around and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's pretty cool also.
Yeah.
And so do you have any Halloween parties planned?
Yeah, actually, I'm really excited. So this weekend is the Playboy party, which I'm pretty stoked about. And, well, it's not really Playboy. It's there, but it's a Candyland thing. And so it's really fun.
Yeah.
You dress up in... It's like all my girlfriends are going, so we'll have a blast. And
really?
I'm going to be...
And they all get invited, huh?
Yeah.
How?
Well, you have to be... Because most of us are in the industry, or most of them are playmates and whatnot, or other parts of modeling or acting and everything. So,
yeah.
As
long as you're a hot woman, they'll let you in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's not like you need an invitation
yeah.
or anything, huh? So what is it when you go there? You go to a place and then a shuttle takes you to the mansion or
yeah,
something? They don't let you drive up there, right?
No, we have a limo, so I don't know how
yeah.
that would be different. But yeah, it's cool and it'd be fun. And there's a bunch of other, you know, Halloween events coming up too. There's a party at the Roosevelt this weekend also, so it'll be fun. And
yeah.
I'm going as a Fifth Element.
What's that?
The girl from Fifth Element, Lilo.
Oh.
When she wears that, it's crazy. It's white like tape across her. Kind of.
Yeah, I kind of don't
like,
remember that movie.
Yeah,
I mean,
not
I remember
very much.
It, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
We'll make sure to take
yeah.
pictures, you know.
Yeah, totally.
I'm sure people are going to want to see your outfit, your costume. So that's
yeah.
what you're going to wear for that party?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is that pretty revealing?
I'm wearing nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and what makes you want to do that?
Because people will be like, it's going to look really hot.
Yeah. So you want to make an impact there?
Yes, because my ex will be there.
Oh.
Why not? And a lot of other people.
Now, how does he get in?
He pays.
Okay, so guys get in by paying, right?
Guys get in by paying.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't you still have to have an invitation, though?
Yeah, but he knows people, so I kind of all...
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine you can just show up and they'll let you in. You know, there's got to be some kind of an invitation or something.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I've never been. I don't know if I have the desire to. I mean, yeah, just because it's famous and everything would be cool, but I don't know. It's too much bullshit, I think.
It is a lot.
Although, if I was invited, I'm sure I'd go.
Exactly. <You know>? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I think it's like every guy's dream, probably.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, you get all these chicks, and sometimes the costumes, they just paint them on you. You know, I've seen pictures like that.
Those are really cool, actually.
They are, you know? Yeah. I mean, they take their time, and they paint the women like they have clothes on.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe
which is really awesome when you watch that, because you're like, how did they do that?
I know.
It's pretty cool. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do they do with the nipples, though? I mean, you know, maybe they put pasties or something on there, you know? Because otherwise they'll, it won't look like clothes, you know? If the nipples are, like, sticking out.
Yeah.
Love that stuff, man.
It is kind of interesting how it all works.
Yeah, I know. And you saw that, you sent me a copy of that that swingers party thing.
I did.
Halloween. Yeah.
I sent it to you.
I know. I got that, too. And, yeah, it's nice.
I don't know where it came from. I'm like, where did this come from?
Yeah, because people keep sending us shit all the time because we're on the radio, you know. So they invite us to all these things. But, yeah, you know, I mean, you have to have someone to go with, you know.
Yeah.
You can't just take anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to go to a swingers party with me?
Like, maybe like, what?
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah. You know what sucks, balls, right now, is that I love how my phone, like, doesn't get service right here. Not that I need it to be, but, like, yeah, people were writing in, and I'm like, oh, okay.
How can you not get service here?
I always used to,
right?
Yeah, now it's being right. Oh, now it's back. I don't know. My phone's crazy. Yeah. Everything's crazy. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll finally find that an iPhone is the most reliable.
Oh, will I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you will.
Well, when you want to buy me one.
Sure. Why not?
Then we will.
There's all kinds of deals on Craigslist. You know? Yeah. That's what people do. They sell their phones, their unlocked phones, then they buy a new one.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. I know people that have done that.
You're with T-Mobile, though?
I am with T-Mobile because I get good. I get free phones. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, you can get a free iPhone today, too, if you get, like, the 3 or something. You know,
really?
The iPhone 3, yeah,
how do you get 3S. It
free? Because just like you get, you know, when you get a, a plan with AT&T or one of those, Verizon. Yeah. I mean, the older ones, they don't charge you anything for them.
Yeah.
If they do, maybe $30 or something. I don't know. But, yeah, you may want the new iPhone, though, if you get one, you know. So you might as well get the newest thing, you know.
Yeah.
Which also reminds me that Apple's going to launch tomorrow an iPad mini, is what they call it. Now, I don't know. I mean, does an iPad need to be any smaller? What do you think? You have an iPad,
I do.
Is it too big for you sometimes? Do you feel?
I feel like it's fine because I want it to be, you know, a big. Like I don't want to drag my computer everywhere.
Right. And the phone is too small to read on. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. And like if I'm on my phone, like I can't.
Right.
So I feel like I just burped. but if I think the iPad's just fine. If it goes any smaller, I think I would get annoyed. Like I wouldn't want. I mean, I guess like they're always trying something new, and maybe it'll fit in your purse easier or something. So, I mean, if it's like, I don't know, what the iPad, let's say, is half the size of this computer that I have right here, right?
Yeah.
So half the size of that, yeah, no, I don't think I'd want that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but some people would, I guess. I don't know. I mean, there are some tablets that are smaller, but, you know, but why would you want to get one, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a Kindle, and that's smaller than the iPad by a little bit, but it also does different things, you know? So it's not like... you know, you can compare it or anything, but at the same time, smaller is cooler, you know, it just depends, I guess, on what you're trying to do with it. But I don't know how successful it'll be, you know, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm wondering too. I don't know.
So they're going to announce it tomorrow and we'll see if it, what happens, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's going to cannibalize the sales of the regular iPad, but they don't care as long as it's theirs, you know, I mean, it's.
Right.
Their product, so what do they care?
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess they're showing a comparison here with tablets, and the iPad is kind of bigger than a lot of them. So yeah, maybe people are looking for smaller ones, like you said, fit in their purse or whatever.
Right.
So we'll see. They don't know what they're gonna call it yet, but I was thinking like mini pads.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, mini might pad? As well. Yeah.
I got a mini pad. Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't quite fly, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Not with female hygiene references.
Mm-mm. No.
Wouldn't work.
No.
What about, do you watch any of the famous, the popular TV shows like Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead and stuff? I mean, it's what everybody talks about.
I haven't watched Walking Dead. My finger is twitching right now, so I'm trying to figure out why it's doing this. It's really weird. I haven't watched Walking Dead yet.
Right.
I really,
are you into zombies though?
Yeah, I really kind of want to. Yeah. I think it would be a show that I would really like to watch. But I watch like all the HBO Showtime stuff. Pretty much. So like Boardwalk Empire I watched last night, which is really great. I like Revolution, which will be on tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that pretty good?
Revolution, it's amazing. Yeah. That's the one that's like Hunger Games. It's so, right. So good.
Wow.
Yeah, really good show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out and stuff. I wanted to watch it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't get into shows, you know? I mean,
right.
For me to sit an hour in front of a TV is too long.
Yeah.
So I can catch some, you know, so we watch like Two and a Half Men and
right.
Two Broke Girls, like sitcoms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it, you know? Sometimes a movie. And, yeah, my wife wanted to watch Lorax, so we got that. We couldn't get through 5 minutes of it.
Oh, my God.
And we like animation, you know? So some of these animation movies are great, you know?
Yeah.
And...
Lorax.
Yeah. Like, have you ever seen Despicable Me? That one was excellent.
Which one was that one? Is that the one where the hair is let down? Or no, that's not
the hair
one.
Is let down. No, that's Tangled.
Oh, Tangled. I like that one. That was cute.
Yeah. No, this one was pretty funny, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Anyway, animated movies. I like those. You know, it's fun. The Pixar ones are amazing. And, you know, some of them are really cool.
It was pretty bad.
Animation,
What else came out this weekend that I really wanted to see? I can't remember. And it looked so awesome.
A movie?
Yeah.
Like Paranormal Activity or something?
No. Oh, that was out too, huh?
Yeah, the fourth one.
Joey
Have
Olsen
you ever seen any
just
of
texted in. I'm in. He's like, The Walking Dead is the best TV show ever.
Okay, well, it is. We admit to it since other people are talking
Thanks for
about
your input,
it.
Joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people... Sorry, I know people like really, really like the show. And it's absolutely amazing. I just haven't... I haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah.
But... it's because I think I watch True Blood and I watch like so many shows that I just haven't. But I don't even know when it's on, so I just haven't had the chance. But maybe I should TiVo it.
Yeah.
I mean, is it a show that you have to watch from the beginning or, you know?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Most of these shows are. I mean, you want to know what's going on.
Right.
Phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. That's what I figured.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
All right. So, what else? Okay, so that's the iPad mini, and we're going to find out more about that one. You got to hear about this thing. I guess they had a Halloween party, and this was in Pennsylvania, I guess.
Yeah.
And I guess this little girl was dressed as a... she was dressed in black with a black hat.
Yeah.
And they were playing a game, and she went and hid in the bushes or something. It was dark, and I guess a relative spotted the dark figure in the distance, and he mistook her for a skunk.
What?
So he fired his shotgun and hurt her badly. She's fighting for her life now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, can you, what the fuck are you doing with the shotgun when you have a party with kids around? You know, that's what I don't get. What is that?
Where is this again?
In Pennsylvania.
Yeah, okay, I'm thinking like, I'm just trying to, it would happen there.
Yeah?
It would happen, yeah, because there's a lot of, I mean, I have to say, a lot of kids parties, you know, like kids parties, whatever, but people with the guns that are like a little bit redneck are kind of like Pennsylvania area. There's a lot of farmland, there's a lot of hunting there.
Yeah.
Maryland, I wouldn't be surprised either. Virginia, parts of Maryland.
Yeah.
Virginia, like those areas. If you had said, like, California, I'd be like, that's odd, or, you know.
Yeah.
But a
small town or something,
yeah.
It makes sense, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's terrible, man. I mean, you know, let's see. How old was the girl? She's 9 years old. How can you mistake her for a skunk?
That's what's really crazy. How drunk was this guy?
I mean, skunks don't get that big.
He must have been high,
right?
as hell, yeah. or drunk as hell.
Yeah.
You know? Wow. So what's happening to the child?
What's happening to the child? She's in the hospital fighting for her life.
I mean, can you imagine, like, what, how the guilt? Like, you, he had to have been drunk. Did they test him? They didn't say.
No, they're not saying. Uh-huh. Oh, they're saying the man had not been drinking. Okay, there's yeah. another phone call. Let's see. Huh. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm on the air.
Yes, you're on the air, but you're going to have to shut down the radio, the computer in the background.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, how's that? Is that better?
That's better, yeah. What's up? What's going on?
What's up? So is this a live radio show that you do on the internet? Or I mean, what is this? I just like I was Googling something and I came across it.
Oh, really? You just randomly popped
so
out and
randomly
you're like,
called
I think I'll just call
show.
Into a show. Like, yeah. that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah,
moment.
And find out who I'm calling later.
I know, right?
Well, I was looking up this radio station number, you know, to call in to do a contest.
Oh.
And this just randomly, you know, popped up on, you know, one of my links.
Oh,
so
okay.
I said, what the hell, you know, why not call in? So what do y'all
yeah,
do?
Okay, so, well, we all don't right, have well, any contests here, you know, but...
yeah, there's no contest going on right now, but you should listen to the show, check it out, see what you think of it, and then call back in with comments and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, you want to have something to say when you call a radio show.
Yeah.
And we're almost out of time, too. Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I got something to say right now, actually.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all are talking about a small town. I actually live in a small town. And you'd be amazed by how quick it, you know, an STD can, you know, circle around. You know, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You
yeah,
know what?
I believe that.
Yeah. Go ahead, keep going. Yeah, I'm sure.
that's all I'm going to say right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
What state are you in?
Oh, North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina.
North
okay.
Kakalaki. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I used to live in Wilmington. Sweet.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks, man. Thanks for calling, man, and thanks for listening to the show.
Oh, yeah. No
okay,
problem.
Take care.
Yeah.
How can we get weird people?
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow, so that was the skunk incident. And so I guess Disney now is getting a little backlash, and go figure out why. I mean, they introduced a new princess in their movies, and they're calling her Sophia the First. Once Upon a Princess, that's the name of the movie. And I guess she's the first Latina princess that Disney's come up with.
Yeah.
So some people are praising this, saying, oh, great, diversity, blah, blah, blah. And some people are criticizing it that Disney did not, you know, implicitly said that or explicitly said mm-hmm. that she was Latina, you know. So people will always find reasons to be upset. I don't get it,
yeah.
you know. And it's sort of a weird thing. I don't know. But a Latina princess, why not, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
She looks kind of cute. All those Disney movies, man. I mean, this guy was just like a genius, Walt Disney, you know? Came out of nowhere, very original, and created a culture for us, you know?
Yeah.
Have you been to Disneyland or just to Disney World?
I've been to both. Are you kidding?
Yeah, been to both?
Yeah.
Disney World is a lot nicer, huh?
Yeah, because it's way bigger. Are you
yeah,
kidding
it's
me?
Bigger. There's more stuff to do there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never been to that one, though. And this one kind of bores me. I mean, I've over, you know, during my life, I've been there maybe, I don't know, 4 times, 5 times.
Okay.
And that's enough, you know? I mean,
yeah,
how much
for
can
here.
You go?
I mean, I
when
think
you have kids,
yeah.
it's better, you know? When the kids were small, it was fun.
Yeah. And I can see that, too. But I still go with my friends and whatnot. Like, I went on my birthday. I heard they stopped that, though. I heard that you... They used to do, like, you know, you can go free on your birthday. But I heard, like, last year or the year before, like, they don't do that anymore, which
oh,
is weird.
Oh, really? They discontinued
yeah.
it.
And Disney World is, like, so amazing. Like, we lived there. We had a house in Orlando, like, 5 minutes from there, so we had passes.
Wow.
And it was just so much fun. You never get bored of it because it's so big. It's
yeah.
so big. And there's so much to do. And that's, you know, you've got, God, it's just Epcot Center is just phenomenal there.
Yeah, that's
like the most fun part.
Wow.
You really have to go. Like, if you get a chance to just go on vacay with, you know, someone, it would be, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And then they, I guess, upgraded the California Adventure, which is like across the street from Disney World, Disneyland.
Yeah.
And I guess when it opened, it wasn't that big a deal, you know, it never really caught on, but I guess they've improved it now, and they're hoping a lot more people will go there.
Yeah.
I've never been to that one. I don't know. I think it's more like of a, like a carnival type of a place, you know, than Disneyland. You know?
Yeah.
I think it's got like Ferris wheel and all these kind
That's
of things.
That's pretty cool.
You know? Yeah.
Huh.
I know. It might be worth checking out. Have you ever been to Legoland at all?
No, but we were supposed to go. We're going to take these kids there.
Yeah, you're going to be amazed because it's not just the rides, but the things they built out of Lego is just amazing.
Yeah.
It's mind blowing. And I enjoyed it a great deal, yeah. And this reminds me, I mean, actually, when we went there, my daughter was young, and she had a boot, just like you're wearing now, and they let us through to the beginning of the line, to the front of the line, everywhere
that's
we went.
That's so interesting. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That's before. Now you can buy tickets that let you get to the front of the line. You know, you pay extra. But back then, they didn't have that. So we just went to them. We said, look, you know, she can't walk a lot.
Right.
They gave us this pass, and all of us were like, we didn't have to stand in line at all. It was great.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, so that's an idea sometimes. If you want to go to a theme park, just wear a boot or something and tell them your foot is broken or your ankle, and you'll have a much better time.
I should do that.
Yeah.
Just walk in now.
All right, well, that's it. I guess the sun's shining, which is cool. And we've got some guests coming up this week that you guys are going to like. There's no porn stars this week, so sorry to disappoint you guys. We've been having one every week, it seems.
I know.
At least one.
We're going to mix it up. I know who's actually coming tomorrow. It's going to be really cool. I'm getting this healing later on tonight. It's shamanic healing.
Yeah.
Never had one. Heard it was going to be amazing, and this person's amazing, and she's going to come in tomorrow. So we're going to talk about what happens.
Okay.
So, and how, what a shamanic healing is and all that. So this should be interesting.
We got to make sure we cover every angle of this stuff.
Yeah, might as well. But and then we've got some other fun ones later in the week, too. So it'll be cool.
For sure. Okay, well, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.